It's time for Dishing Up Nutrition with licensed nutritionist Darlene Kvist. Each week, Darlene explains the connection between what you eat and how you feel. Stay tuned to hear practical, real-life solutions for healthier living through good nutrition. Dishing Up Nutrition is brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Well, good morning and welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness, a company bringing you life-changing nutrition information. I'm Darlene Kvist, and I'm really happy that you're joining us this morning. I'm a licensed nutritionist, and as a nutritionist, we are seeing more and more people at our offices that are actually using nutrition to change their lives. They're making very simple changes in what they eat, and they're experiencing amazing benefits in their health. You know, they sleep better, they have less anxiety, better moods, lower cholesterol, normal blood pressure, more energy, less PMS, better looking skin, and of course, they're losing those extra pounds. So what are they doing to get these results? You know, it's not the old 1950s nutrition of low fat, high carbs. It is real nutrition, real protein, real fat, and real carbs. Today, we want to help you understand how you can actually experience less anxiety and better moods through eating real foods, even during these high-stress times. And I have two great nutrition experts with me today. First, let me introduce Anna Durhock. Anna has her master's degree in nutrition and teaches many of our nutrition classes for businesses and community groups and consults clients at our St. Paul office. In fact, Anna, right after the show, you're seeing several clients, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
So Saturday is a good day to book appointment with Anna. She works on Saturday because she has two small, well, beautiful, small and beautiful little girls, and she has lots of ideas on how to feed kids healthy meals and snacks. And that's kind of neat because I think parents are often looking for ideas of what to do with kids and how to feed them these days.
Definitely. And I think the biggest thing about nutrition is we can't make it always so serious. We have to have a little fun with it. I mean, and all of my clients can attest to that. I definitely bring laughter, and I think that's what gets people to, you know, give up some of those things that they might not want to give up, like the trans fats and the high fructose corn syrup, which is in everything, basically. So I think most people know that pop is not good for you. So stop drinking pop, okay? And this is coming from an official nutrition authority, okay? A professional nutritionist. So, you know, but I think if you can laugh about it, it doesn't seem so bad. So,
and you know, that's true. If you're going to be working with Anna, you're going to have fun.
That's right. Or if you're on the radio with her.
That's right. So I also want to welcome Cara Carper today as our co-host. Cara has her master's degree in holistic health and sees clients both in our St. Paul office and in our Wayzata office. And Cara, I always look to you to be our expert on stress and anxiety. So let's get to our discussion about stress and anxiety and how listeners can actually use nutrition to manage their stress levels.
Yes, well, thanks, Dar. You know, anxiety, it's a common problem these days, and more people are talking about being anxious, depressed, stressed out. Everybody's stressed out. Some people are even having panic attacks on a regular basis.
That's right.
Very scary. So we have to ask ourselves, what is causing us to be so anxious? Is it our busy lives, work, maybe family issues, the economy, or is it really what we're eating?
I think that is a whole new thought for many people to realize that that donut that they had for breakfast, or the French fries that they had at lunch, or that cereal bar that they had for snacks. And people are living on cereal bars, actually, aren't they, these days? We see it over and over. And or maybe that bowl of cereal is really the cause of their anxiety. You know, just think about that. It's what they're putting in their mouth that's causing the anxiety.
I know. A lot of people have no idea. And I've struggled with both depression and anxiety. And I can tell you firsthand, the number one thing that's going to reduce symptoms for most people is just keeping their blood sugar balanced.
Yeah, and I can tell you from you know, firsthand experience with my girls and with myself. If I don't, if they haven't eaten for a while, specifically every 2-3 hours, they are cranky and it comes out in crying and, you know, spats at me, and they're just hard to control. And so usually if I sit them down and give them a snack, they're totally calm. So,
yes. Oh, amazing.
It's so nice when they're not whining.
Well, and, you know, we say kids have to eat every 3 hours, but adults are the same way.
Yep.
You know, I think we forget that. We're just like kids. So I find that I have to eat breakfast, definitely breakfast, but also eat frequently throughout the rest of the day.
And I have to commend you, Cara, because really I see you eating at the office a lot. I mean, every once in a while, you know, quite often.
Yeah.
And that's, so give us some ideas of a typical day for you.
Do we have a lot of time here?
Yep.
Okay, because I eat a lot, so... Well, you know, a typical breakfast would be our wonderful protein shake, and we have that recipe on the website.
Mm-hmm.
It's got whey protein powder, yogurt, fruit, coconut milk. You know, then for a snack, I usually just bring one snack and I split it up. You know, I have one in the morning, I have a hard-boiled egg, half of an apple, and either a little bit of nut butter, like almond butter or peanut butter, or some nuts.
So do you eat that same kind of snack then in the afternoon?
I usually do. I guess I don't get sick of it.
I know. I think it just makes it easier.
I do too. Yeah,
definitely.
And then, but you don't bring an egg every day.
No, I mean, another snack might be like one of our good protein bars that we have, like the J bar.
Okay.
You know, not a granola bar.
Okay.
But a good healthy whey protein bar.
Okay.
Lunch usually is, you know, I love the chicken sausages. 3 or 4 ounce size, and a couple of baby red potatoes. I just bring some frozen broccoli, and I just heat it all up and put some butter on the potato and the broccoli. That's my lunch.
Okay.
Probably nice. Two couple days a week.
That's pretty simple.
It's very simple for people that are looking for easy work ideas.
Definitely.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I'll have that same snack after lunch, and maybe I'll go and do a workout, and then dinner is just, it's always an animal protein, something like 3 to 4 ounces of chicken, maybe a little bit of rice, brown or wild rice, and either a salad or some green beans. You know, it doesn't have to be hard. Frozen green beans and just put them in a steamer.
Definitely.
So
takes 5 minutes.
So, Carl, why do you eat like that again? I mean, I just kind of tell people again why you eat so consistently.
Well, for me, it really is, it's preventing bouts of anxiety and depression. That's the number one reason that I eat that way. I mean, it's healthy to eat that way, but if I don't eat that way, I have mood swings, irritability, anxiety, maybe fatigue.
Okay.
And so it prevents all of that.
Okay. So eating frequently through the day really makes a difference for you.
Yeah, makes all the difference in the world.
I think people, you know, I think sometimes people have, it's hard to believe that little thing can control your anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
And it really does, right?
It does, yeah. So watch out if I don't eat that way.
And some people are in a hurry in the morning. I mean, I know I am just trying to get the girls dressed and fed, but it's super important that you don't skip breakfast, because I know it's tempting for a lot of people. But having a cup of coffee and thinking that, you know, we'll try to eat healthy the rest of the day, it usually doesn't happen, and we're usually snacking on junk food the rest of the day.
Yeah, I mean, if I do that, if I have just coffee and no breakfast, that could be a day filled with anxiety and even a potential panic attack. In fact, last time I was on the radio a few weeks ago when I was on Dishing Up Nutrition, I didn't know 94 East was closed, and I ended up getting detoured all over the place on my way to the station. And I'm really glad I had breakfast that morning.
I am too.
Otherwise, I mean, it was anxiety filled, but it would have been even worse. As it was, I arrived 2 minutes before the show started, and I was fairly calm. And
she was very calm.
I
was concerned that you might have a panic attack. I knew you'd be here.
Well, breakfast probably made the difference with that.
Yes. So if you experience anxiety, make it a habit to start your day with a breakfast of real food. You know, some protein, either some eggs or some meat, cooked in butter, olive oil, you know, a slice of whole grain rye bread, or if you're gluten sensitive, maybe a little bit of spinach and a half a sweet potato will work.
You know, Dar, my husband used to, I think I've told you this story. He used to skip breakfast, and he's a big coffee drinker. So he'd get to work and make a pot of coffee, and he's in education, so he gets there real early. He'd drink coffee all day, and sometimes he'd miss lunch. And a couple years ago, his heart was actually pounding out of his chest. He was stressed out and anxious, and he ended up having to get a Holter monitor because he had an irregular heartbeat.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't find anything wrong with him. But he figured out that when he started eating breakfast and he just reduced the amount of coffee he was drinking, his symptoms went away.
Wow. That's awesome.
So, I think that's probably happening to a lot of people.
Yeah.
Yep, mm-hmm.
Simple thing like that.
So if you don't have time to make a veggie omelet before work, you know, my kids love deviled eggs. And then I cut them up some strawberries. I mean, Genevieve, if I let her, would eat 2 cups of whole strawberries and nothing else. But she still needs some protein. So, or even a lot of times what I do, if that, it's the only thing I have, you know, a good protein source is nitrate-free deli meat. And mm-hmm. my girls eat it up like crazy. So, and spread a little cream cheese on it. Sometimes I just put it on a Wasa cracker. They love that.
No.
So,
okay. So it can be really simple.
Very
it?
Simple. It doesn't have to be breakfast food like we think it,
right.
what we think about.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So.
And, you know, my blood sugar levels, they are so sensitive that even eating breakfast, lunch, and dinner usually isn't enough. So, like I said earlier, I need to eat every 3 hours to avoid the low blood sugar and the risk of becoming anxious or depressed. So that means having snacks between meals, too.
Yes, it's huge. And, I mean, a good snack could be for kids or for adults. My kids love string cheese and a piece of fruit. A lot of times I'll slice up that avocado because that definitely helps to balance out the blood sugar. another favorite, and I don't always have them do this as snacks, but a lot of times this is for a big meal, is I make meatloaf and I bake it in a muffin pan.
Okay.
And they just think it's the best because they love eating things with their hands. I mean, they're small.
Yes.
And so they think it's like this big treat and it tastes wonderful. And then, you know, I just put a little veggies and, you know, like Cara does, baby red potatoes, and they eat it up, you know. So
what a great idea.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it takes half the time to bake because it's in smaller amounts, you know. So
you just make a regular old meatloaf.
Yep. And then I dump it in the little muffin, you know, the individual muffin things. And yeah, it takes about 30 minutes to bake.
Okay.
So.
Well, with that, we're going to take a break. You're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness, a company bringing you life-changing nutrition information. I'm really pleased to announce that we have a brand new series of classes available for all you that have taken the first series of Weight and Wellness classes. Many of you have asked for this additional support, cooking tips, accountability, and our new eight classes, and it's, you know, it's all those things, and it's really much more than that. You know, we're taking a deeper look at cravings, a deeper look at metabolism and wellness, and I think you'll find these classes life-changing. We have spent a lot of time making mm-hmm. them up, and they're really fun classes. So we'll share more details after the break, and if you have questions today, we've got a couple of great experts here today, so our number here is 651-641-1071.
Julia and me. Check out my Perez cast at 3:15 and 6:15 weekday afternoons on FM 107.1.
I've been all around the world, I've been a new sensation, but it doesn't really matter in this generation. The sophomore slump is an uphill battle, and someone said that in my scene, cause they need a new song like a new religion, music for the television.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. We are discussing the role nutrition plays in preventing anxiety and depression. But first, if you have not signed up for the new series that Dar was talking about before break, it's called Living the Weight and Wellness Way. You should go to our website and check it out. Dar and a lot of the other nutritional weight and wellness staff members, they've been really hard at work for about the past year to create this amazing new series of classes. So we promise that you'll get new answers to overcoming your own personal roadblocks to eating healthy. You know, it's one thing to have the information, but it's another thing to move through it and make it a part of your life.
And that's exactly why we created these classes. People kept saying, we need more help to do this.
Yeah.
And it's understandable because we've been practicing now. You know, I've been practicing for at least 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys have been practicing this for a long time now. You know, Cara, how long have you been practicing eating this way? balanced
well,
way.
Well, I mean, eating this well just since I've started working here a few years ago.
Well, but this is a number of years already.
Mm-hmm.
And Anna, you were doing this even before you came to Nutritional Weight
yes,
and Wellness.
Thanks to Christy, Dara's daughter.
Okay. Okay, so it was indirect.
And so, you know, there are roadblocks, and so that's what this class is going to help you to do, is get beyond the roadblocks. And by the way, Dar and Leslie are the teachers of Living the Weight and Wellness Way, and that's going to be starting next week.
And it's probably only going to be this very first series that we'll be teaching.
The rest of us will get trained in.
Yes.
We still have openings in the Wayzata location, so if you want more information, go to our website, weightandwellness.com.
Actually, the classroom in St. Paul is full, but we do have room yet in Wayzata, so, and it's a larger classroom, and so we still have room. So Anna, before we went on break, you were talking about putting meatloaf in muffin tins, and I think, let's talk a little bit. I think that's a new idea for a lot of people.
Definitely. Well, I just did it because one night I had no time, and I knew the girls were going to be hungry, and so I just improvised, and, you know, there we go. So it took, again, 30 minutes, and, you know, in that time, I got the vegetables ready, and Russ came home, and we were good.
Okay.
So it was super easy, and you can put blueberries with it. You can put, I mean, really, it's easy.
So you could actually do other kind of meatloaf.
Yeah,
stuff.
You could do the salmon loaf. How we have a salmon loaf recipe that Dara formulated. We have a turkey confetti loaf.
Mm-hmm.
You can do anything like that. Definitely.
I'm going to go do that because the grandchildren are coming this weekend.
Awesome.
So if you thought that your anxiety was maybe the result of work or your relationships, maybe it could be just what you're putting in your mouth, which leads me right into sugar. So did you know that the average American consumes 180 pounds of sugar each year? You know, that's new numbers, isn't it?
Definitely. It used to be 150.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's about 60 teaspoons a day. And we used to say 53 or 54.
Yeah.
So actually, you know, measure out 60 teaspoons of sugar on a plate, or you're probably going to need a large plate to do that. And you'll see why you might be having some anxiety. You know, really, our body, our human body, was not designed to process that much sugar. Not only are we a society of anti-anxiety medications, antidepressant medications, but we are also suffering from diabetes, cancer, heart disease, inflammation. And some people say that actually that sugar is more addicting than heroin. Interesting. But we know that excess sugar is certainly addictive, and it is certainly deadly. And just think about this. 60 teaspoons a day of sugar that we're consuming as a general society. It's amazing, isn't it?
So, and I often find clients with anxiety disorders tend to eat way too many carbohydrates, more refined carbohydrates, and not enough protein. When they come in for their consult, they fill out their typical food choices for a day, and it's often filled with cereal, low-fat yogurt, cookies, soda, M&Ms, popcorn. And they're even shocked to see themselves about, you know, to see for themselves their eating habits.
Right, exactly.
And I think that's a good thing that we have them write it down so they know what they're eating, you know. But often their only protein could be like crackers and cheese for a snack. And some of them are only getting maybe 2-3 servings of protein a week.
I know it. But isn't it interesting, as nutritionists, haven't you guys found this all the time? Is people are eating. This is exactly what they're eating, aren't they?
We see it every day, all day long.
We see
just
cereal,
what Anna said.
And low-fat yogurt, you know, and they're a little embarrassed by their cookies and maybe their M&Ms. But the rest, but many of them are eating cereal bars. But they think popcorn's healthy.
But they still think it's okay, yeah.
Yeah, and cereal bars are okay. So it is amazing.
And it's just a matter of understanding how those foods affect blood sugar, too.
Exactly.
Yep.
And also, you know, an important anti-anxiety practice is to eat this protein, and not just 3 times a week, not just once a day, but throughout the day, every day. And we know it's common for people to eat mostly carbohydrates for breakfast, like the cereal, carbohydrates for lunch, pasta salad, carbohydrates for a snack, popcorn, And then at dinner, maybe have a few ounces of protein. But that's really not enough to reduce anxiety.
So, ladies, we have a caller. Let's take a caller. Good morning. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. You have a question for us today? Annette? Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, Annette. Welcome
Hello?
To Hello?
Hello.
Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
My call will kind of tie into the too much sugar carbohydrates. I had been drinking a beverage which had fiber in it when I was doing Weight Watchers. And if something had more fiber, you tend to, your points were generally lower. But after drinking it for a while, I really read the ingredients and found that the fiber wasn't fiber. It was called Fibersol 2. So I'm wondering if you know what Fibersol or Fibersol 2 is.
Have never even heard of it.
Okay.
But, you know, how many, when you were drinking that drink, did you ever look to see how many carbohydrates it had in it?
Yeah, it was like 39 for 8 ounces.
That's you know what?
Right.
That, you know, as you know, if you've listened, that's about 10 teaspoons of sugar.
Yeah. I would drink 4 ounces because that was a point. But
yeah, I mean, just
the naked juices.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I know it. It is. The naked juices are also very high in carbohydrates, aren't they?
Mm-hmm, right, definitely.
I listen to your show now. I don't drink it anymore, but it's also really expensive. So, and there's other alternatives. If, you know, or 4 ounces of orange juice might be better.
Yeah.
You know, if you're having your protein and your fat too at the same time.
Right. It would be better. But I try to do like with the grandchildren is put, you know, just a little bit of orange juice or other juice in a mm-hmm. in a whole glass of water so that they're just getting the taste but not the all the carbohydrates and all the sugar.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
okay.
But you're getting to be a very smart consumer. Congratulations.
Yeah, it's just too expensive in more ways than one, and there are other alternatives. And I also looked at it because they're higher in potassium, but there's lots of potassium-rich foods out there.
Exactly, like cantaloupe and honeydew and all those things.
Thank you for the call
this morning.
Thank you.
Have
very
a great
much.
Day. So you're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition. As nutritionists, we often look for body signs to give us clues about nutrition deficiencies. So here are two interesting ones. If you can't remember your dreams, you might be deficient in B6. And I said, if you can't remember your dreams, you might be deficient in B6. Another condition associated with B6 deficiency is carpal tunnel. You know, carpal tunnel of the wrist. Did you realize that drinking excessive amounts of coffee can deplete your body of B6? So think of all the people that are sitting at the computer drinking coffee, depleting their body of B6, and then they have carpal tunnel. So we usually recommend supplementing with B6 and magnesium glycinate at bedtime to relieve the symptoms of carpal tunnel. And guess what? You'll probably start remembering your dreams. If you have questions about nutrition today, 651-641-1071.
Why hit the snooze when you can laugh along? Ian and Marjorie.
Then I have to be honest and ask. Paul, have you ever checked out my wife's butt?
Oh, don't do that. Don't do that. I'm uncomfortable. Hey. Human resources.
Yeah.
Oh, ew. Ew.
Jason Matheson is checking in.
My good friend, Jason.
I just wanted to say that I'm gay and I've looked at Marjorie's butt.
Okay, there you go. But I just want to say I'm straight and I've checked out your butt.
In sickness, in health, in two different studios 3 miles apart, Ian and Marjorie. Weekday mornings from 5 to 9 on FM 107.1. Laugh along. Living life out loud on FM 107.1. Laugh along.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. I can tell you personally that as someone who has suffered with anxiety, that I've developed a plan that works great for me. It also works for clients that I have coming in who are also suffering from anxiety or depression. And I always feel like I can relate to these people, too. I've been there.
So, yes, and I think, you know, if people want to make appointments with Cara, it's because you know what it feels like.
I do, yeah. I know what they're going through.
Right.
Definitely. So I guess the first step, I really can't emphasize enough this caffeine piece. I don't think people understand how what caffeine does to us.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't affect everybody negatively, but if you suffer from any anxiety, you know, don't ever have coffee or any caffeine on an empty stomach.
Mm-hmm.
And I would always have it with food.
And I think that's true for most people.
Yeah. For most people, yeah.
Yes.
And then, but if you, you know, you probably should not have more than 1 to 2 cups
yes.
of a caffeinated beverage in a day. And if you are someone who really has a lot of anxiety or panic attacks, probably cutting all the caffeine out would be
preferable. I think that's a great
idea.
Yeah.
And then that balanced blood sugar, you know, eating frequently, that means 4, 5, or 6 times a day.
Usually 6, I think.
Usually yeah. 6. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, 4 would be the minimum.
Yes.
And then it can't be just a carbohydrate. It has to have protein and fat every time we are eating. Even just having like a banana by itself could cause blood sugars to, you know, go up and down and mm-hmm. cause anxiety or depression. So those are my main suggestions. Of course, you know, for me, exercise helps.
Yes. Definitely.
Both weightlifting and cardiovascular, and then trying to get 8 hours of sleep helps as well.
Yes. So if people want to meet Cara, she will be teaching Jumpstart Your Metabolism in Woodbury coming up this Tuesday night, right, Cara?
Yes, at Wayzata, or no, I'm sorry, in Woodbury.
Yep, and she's going to be at the Uplift Women's Workout Studio, and It's Tuesday. It starts at 6:30 to 8:30, and it only costs $25. It's a great 2-hour class, and so lots of times women grab a friend or a mother or a sister, and they take it together, and they make a girls' night out, and they have fun.
Yeah,
and they
it
learn
should be fun.
So we have lots of callers here today. So, good morning, Connie. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. You have some questions for us today?
Yes, I do. Thank you. I'm wondering, I have a 10 and a 14-year-old, and mm-hmm. I'm looking for some healthy snacks to put in their lunches during school. You know, at home, they can have a cheese stick, an apple, grapes, that kind of thing. But at school, to keep, you know, it's sitting for 4 hours. And so I'm kind of nervous about putting a cheese stick in there, thinking it might not be good by the time they eat it. And just getting some ideas for healthy snacks for lunches at school is basically my question.
So do you want to start with that, Anna?
Sure, I can do that. The best thing that's going to keep, especially protein, is going to be a good nitrate-free beef jerky.
Oh, great. Okay, and they both love beef jerky.
Awesome. So, I mean, I get mine at Trader Joe's, but any co-op is going to sell a good beef jerky, fresh and natural, so.
Okay, I do shop at Fresh and Natural a lot. I am gluten sensitive, so
okay.
I didn't even realize that they had them there. And my son tends to not focus as well. My daughter is 14 and my son's 10, okay. And he doesn't focus as well. He's a little more antsy.
Okay.
He doesn't have, you know, he's not been diagnosed with anything. It's not that extreme. But just to kind of get him to focus a little bit better, you know, that was kind of my concern too. But definitely beef jerky would be a great idea.
Yeah.
I think, I think cheese sticks would be perfectly fine. 4 hours, that's not too
yeah.
long.
Really?
They're
going to okay.
be they're gonna be just fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
okay.
a couple of cheese sticks and maybe an apple. And, yeah. you know, usually you can't send nuts or at least peanuts
right.
any longer to school. But you certainly, you know, would they eat a part of an avocado or olives? You know, that's another.
Oh, olives would keep, definitely.
Sure.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that would be a great idea.
Yeah, because I tend to put more, I try to do healthier snacks, what I thought was healthy, but the more I listen to you guys, I realize that they're breaking down to sugars,
right.
is pretzels and Cheez-Its.
Yeah, and
Fig Newtons if they want a treat, not regular cookies, but. It sounds like granola bars and all of that. I'm doing the wrong thing.
Right, exactly. And, yeah. you know, I think that, don't you think if she made some, like, chicken legs?
Oh, my gosh, yeah, that would keep, definitely.
Yes.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
and kids love chicken legs, and we just make yeah. them in the crock pot with some, you know, either some salsa over it or some, you know, some...
Some good dressing.
Yeah, some organic kind of dressing and just cook them in the crock pot, and they're moist okay. and you can use them that way. And then
okay.
just, again, have that with a fruit and some kind of healthy fat. So.
Or even a hard-boiled egg, I think, would
mm-hmm.
keep
yes.
that long, definitely.
Yeah. So
okay.
I hope those gave you some good ideas.
Great. Thank you so much.
Okay. Yeah, thanks for the call.
All right.
And I think we're going to take, let's see. Good morning, Deb. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition.
Hi.
Hi there.
My husband is vegetarian but also suffers from anxiety off and on. He knows he's protein deficient a lot of times.
Right.
And so I'm wondering, what are some good vegetarian protein options?
Well, first of all, does he eat eggs?
And does he eat eggs.
Okay.
And he started eating fish.
Okay. Good. Well, I think what you have to do is, you know, like we have a great salmon loaf recipe, but there's many of them out there. Mm-hmm. And even making the salmon loaf and putting it in the muffin tins, right?
Definitely.
And so
yep.
Then he's got something that he can grab all the time.
Oh. Yep.
You know, like making deviled eggs and having those available. Some of the other things, Cara, you talk about.
Well, does he eat dairy?
Yes, he'll eat dairy.
Okay. I mean, if he's open to a plain yogurt or cottage cheese.
Okay.
Or a protein shake with whey protein powder.
Okay.
Those are all great forms of protein.
Or just take yogurt, plain yogurt, and put some extra whey protein powder in there and some nuts and maybe some fruit, and then you've got a higher protein content in that. And another thing that I've noticed is that Greek yogurt
has more protein
in it.
Definitely. Yep.
Oh, interesting.
So there's a lot of ways. And, you know, lots of times we sit down with people that are vegetarian, and at least, you know, he's eating cheese and eggs, and so we blend in that throughout the day, so it's part of his intake, maybe six times a day, mm-hmm. and that'll bring up his neurotransmitter production,
okay.
and then he'll have less anxiety.
Okay.
So, thanks for the call this morning.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks.
So, let's see. Maybe we'll just take one more caller here. And good morning, Lynn. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition.
Oh, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I'm having a question about not sleeping very well. I'm in my late 40s. I'm having trouble sleeping all the way through the night. I'll fall asleep, but then I wake up within a couple hours, and I'm up off and on then through the night and not sleeping well. I'm waking up, you know, feeling pretty dragging and just wondering what you think I could do to help that situation.
So what should we start with, ladies? What's the first thing?
Well, I can give one suggestion to you, Lynn, and I'm not sure if you're eating before bed.
Sometimes I am, sometimes I'm not.
Okay.
It depends on what time we've had dinner. If we have dinner a little bit later, like 7 or 7:30 now that it's summer, I tend not to really have anything before I go to bed.
And this might go against what a lot of people, you know, have been hearing, don't eat before bed. But if you are waking up in the middle of the night, it actually would probably help you to have a bedtime snack, but it has to be something with healthy fat in it.
Okay.
That's going to balance your blood sugar. It could be that your blood sugar is dropping in the middle of the night and waking you up.
Okay.
So something.
I'm also feeling kind of warm sometimes when I'm waking up, and I'm mm-hmm. thinking, oh, no, is that a change for me?
It could
probably
be hormonal
mm-hmm.
and really also related to blood sugar.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, have some nuts or avocado or berries and cream before bed. And that, a lot of times that helps people sleep through the night.
Definitely.
And so, like, what, maybe an hour or two before I think I'm going to be laying down, that's when I should be having the snack?
About an hour, sure.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then one of the other things that we would add is?
Progesterone cream.
Yes. I think your sounds to us that maybe you're getting a little low on progesterone. And just adding a little progesterone cream at bedtime will help, and that's usually just done transdermally.
Okay.
And then the other thing that I would look at is certainly magnesium glycinate.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and that magnesium helps people relax and sleep. So lots of solutions for you.
Okay.
And getting your 8 hours of sleep is really important.
I know, always. Because I can't keep going on, like, 4 hours of sleep.
No.
Oh, no.
We, you know, and maybe, you know, if this doesn't work, just come in and see one of us, because we really help people. That's one of the reasons that people see us, is because they're having trouble sleeping. So.
Okay.
Thanks.
Now, where would I get the magnesium glycinate?
You can get it at our office, and other health food stores have it.
Okay. Any particular brand that I should be looking for, or just?
You know, we have a couple at our office, and, you know, a good brand is also carried by many of the chiropractors.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
All right.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. So you're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness. 3 to 6 million Americans have anxiety disorders. Amazing. Anxiety affects twice as many women as men, and anxiety rates have been actually tripling since 1990. So if anxiety is affecting your life, we suggest nutritional and nutritional anti-anxiety plan. And that's what we develop often with people. So if you have questions today, 651-641-1071.
Living life out loud on FM 107.1.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Cara Carper, nutrition counselor, and I'm here with nutritionists Anna Durhock and Darlene Kvist. And today we're talking about how nutrition helps to prevent anxiety disorders.
Yes, and if you are a nurse or a personal trainer and need continued education credits, we have a great class for you that won't take up a ton of your time. It's over two different weekends, and it's over 12 continuing education credits. I will be teaching some of it. It's our weight and wellness series over two Saturdays. It's called The Fast Track. It's on July 18th and July 25th from 9 to 4. And again, it's just for any of you who don't have six straight evenings available in your schedule. So go ahead.
And it's open to other people besides nurses.
Yes.
And personal trainers. You know, but sometimes it's a good way to get the continuing credits if you really need them fast.
Yes, exactly.
Sometimes we do get caught in that situation. So.
But if you want to register, just go to weightandwellness.com, click on classes, and then hit the register online button, and the site will walk you through the registration process.
So I think this morning we've talked a lot about the need for protein, such as chicken and turkey and fish and, you know, seafood and eggs and all those things, because they contain the essential amino acids needed to make neurotransmitters and need to be eaten throughout the day. And neurotransmitters are those chemicals that move from one cell to the other, helping your cells talk to each other. And we always say, talking cells are happy cells.
People who have low levels of serotonin, which, you know, some of you may have heard of that, it's a well-known neurotransmitter, they are more likely to be anxious, worried, depressed, and even impulsive and reactive. So an example of low serotonin is somebody with like a short fuse, someone who flies off the handle very easily.
Yeah, and I mean, I see it every day in my kids, but it's so important to feed your children protein several times a day because, you know, they need the development of those good neurotransmitters. So they will be less anxious and more alert and able to build those muscles for a good metabolism.
So if anxiety and depression is often the result of a deficiency of serotonin. So why are so many of us deficient in serotonin? And just to remind you, medications such as Prozac or Zoloft, they don't make the serotonin. These medications just prevent the body from removing serotonin from the synapse between the cells. Protein is the only food that makes serotonin.
And we know that animal protein breaks down into an amino acid called tryptophan, and then that tryptophan is converted into serotonin. And so eating adequate protein is necessary to reduce anxiety and depression.
Yep. We also need B6, which is what Dar talked about a little bit ago, and with the conversion, you know, to serotonin in our brain. So high sugar intake and alcohol, even diabetes, can interfere with serotonin production. So it all goes back to why we have to get the sugar out, and which means we need to cut out the cereal and the muffins and the cereal bars and the candy bars and for sure those waffles and pancakes.
Yes, those waffles and pancakes. So you can see how sugar and processed carbs actually leads right to depression and anxiety. It's kind of surprising, isn't it, how it does work. So I think what we're going to do is take a quick break, and you're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, and we're discussing how eating real foods can prevent anxiety. I know one of the most anxiety-producing disorders is blindness caused by macular degeneration. Recently, there's been a number of studies suggesting a diet can play a large role in preventing macular degeneration. A study with over 4,000 people found those who consumed a diet low in sugar, rich in vitamin C, vitamin E, omega-3, zinc, and lutein had a reduced risk of developing macular degeneration. And I really hope all my friends my age are listening today. So low sugar, high vegetable diets are recommended, and we'll be back in a minute.
Life Out Loud on FM 107.1.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. What a fun show we're having. Nutrition is the answer. From anxiety to macular degeneration, I am so happy to be a part of helping people learn how to eat and have a better quality of life. I just want to invite all of you again who have taken the first Weight and Wellness series to join Dar Wednesday night with Leslie and Wyzetta as she rolls out her second series of Living the Weight and Wellness Way. We all practice what we preach and want to help you continue your lifetime adventure into healthy eating. And, of course, great weight and wellness. So I won't miss this opportunity to watch two expert teachers. I'll be there as well.
Okay. And let's see. Anna, what was I? I don't know. I was going to say something, and I just totally forgot it. Oh, I know what I was going to say is we've had a lot of callers online, and we're just not going to be able to get to them. But you will be at the St. Paul office, and our number there, because you'll take them there.
Definitely.
And it's 651-699-3438. And I know you've got some time today that you can answer some callers. Yeah. And I know in the future we also have a show coming up is just Ask the Nutritionist, and we'll be taking lots of calls that day. And you're going to be on with me answering those questions.
Yes, I'm excited.
So we wanted to talk about a couple other things. So why do women feel more anxious before their period? And some women notice it more as they start into that kind of perimenopause time of the life. In fact, we had a caller kind of like that. And so what is happening? You know, I think that some women produce less of the hormone progesterone because they're not ovulating. Mm-hmm. Women must ovulate to make progesterone. Interestingly, progesterone controls the release of the most relaxing chemicals in our brain. This relaxing neurotransmitter is called GABA. In fact, progesterone literally turns GABA on. So progesterone turns GABA on. In women, for great balance and no anxiety, progesterone and GABA should be at the highest level the week before menstruation. But women who have PMS are often deficient in progesterone and deficient in GABA. So they have a lot of anxiety, mm-hmm. and they can't sleep, and all those symptoms that happen.
Yeah, just like the previous caller. And as I've talked about few times during the show that I've struggled with both depression and anxiety, but I've also found GABA and progesterone cream to be very beneficial with the anxiety part and with sleep. And normally we make GABA from eating animal protein, and then we need sufficient progesterone, the hormone, to turn it on to work. But GABA, it's wonderful. It's your brain's natural Valium. And it's an amino acid that comes from animal protein, whether it's meat, fish, eggs. It's a very potent mood enhancer.
So we got lots of great ideas, don't we? And I think we really appreciate everyone calling in today. And Anna, thanks for being on the show. Cara, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks, Tony.
And thanks for listening, everyone. Have a great day.